not all traffic is bad, especially web traffic. To boost yours, Google Supple. That's SUPPLE. The country is back racing strong. Support local communities and visit country.racing.com.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
A lot of feedback yesterday too about Bruce McAvoy. Jason Bennett's name is firming strongly in the frame for the calling.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. Who are you talking to?
Just people around the traps. Chris Bombuca is from USA Today. We've got to get our head around this because we're about also to speak to our Australian expert on this. I knew nothing about it. Top Shop is the name of it. The latest internet craze. Sports fans can pay for digital highlights. Someone, according to Chris here on his article from USA Today, has paid $208,000 for a LeBron James highlight. And Chris is on the line to join us to tell us how it works. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, guys. Gary and Tim, great to be here with you both. Thank you so much for having me.
No, it's great to talk to you. What can you tell us about Top Shot? Can you dumb it down for us? We're two dumb blokes from Australia. We don't quite understand it. Can you help us out?
Yeah, so basically what it is the NBA converting its intellectual property, a.k.a. Video content, highlights is how they call it, and they convert it into what they're calling moments, and then they're selling these moments on the digital blockchain for ownership and kind of passing it off as this, new form of collectibles. And the way some people are describing it is that you kind of see it as, art meets collecting, meets digital trading, meets crypto market. Right. So that's kind of how it's happening right now.
So in this instance, where this guy's paid $208,000 for the LeBron James dunk, does he own that exclusively, and that means that no one else can see that unless he puts it up, or how does that work?
Nope, we could go to YouTube right now and watch it ourselves, but none of us could say that we own that moment. Only that person does. Now, of course, this is where the entire debate begins. If you see the value in saying that, you do own you own something that everybody can see, then it becomes worth it or worthwhile. If you don't, and you say, I don't think so at all, I don't really get this, that's where, the perceived value, doesn't make any sense, and why, this is really risky when it does come down to it. But, leaders in the space are confident in it. Mark Cuban believes that it could turn into a top three revenue source for the NBA over the next 10 years. It'll be really interesting to see how this, digital marketplace, fuels the future of the NBA's, content ventures.
So, Chris, physically, what do you get? What do you receive?
You get a unique serial number in the form of a non-fungible token, so it's always yours, and nothing could ever, happen to it. It can't be damaged. It can't be changed, and that's it. And then you get to say that you own the moment.
That's it.
That's it.
So how does it go up in value? Can you resell the moment?
Yep, so that's exactly correct. You can get moments through packs, which are cheaper, and then on the marketplace within NBA Top Shot, you can sell your moment there. So it's all player-driven. NBA is a player-driven league. Obviously, the LeBron James is going to cost more than the Pascal Siakam. And then within the same thing, they borrow kind of from the trading card industry in the sense that they have special releases with editions and holograms and metallic gold LE versions and things like that to increase the value. And usually those are rarer. So it's the same concept. The rarer the card, the rarer the set, the more valuable it'll be.
So, Chris, to purchase, you go online and you bid, do you?
Yeah, so you create an account through NBA Top Shot, and then you just track through there when they're releasing new packs, or if you want to get in the game and buy one yourself on the marketplace.
Chris, we appreciate you jumping on. We're fascinated with this. We're about to speak to a young man here in Australia who's already investing and making some money, we believe. So we'll try and find out more. Appreciate your time this morning.
Yep, and I know that it's taken off there in Australia, so I'm interested to hear what this guy from Melbourne says.
Oh, stay on the line.
Thank you guys both for having me very much.
Thanks, Chris.
Hey, you're a good man. We appreciate it. That's Chris Bombuca there, who wrote the story in USA Today about this $208,000 spent on the LeBron James dunk. We've, through various sources, Clint Abayer is his name. He's right across this and been involved for a while, and we've got him on the line. G'day, Clint.
Good morning.
Well, can you tell us, you're ahead of the curve here. You've been involved in Top Shop for a while.
I was probably lucky enough just to make a bit of a commitment to actually get on from day one, and it's definitely paid off, you know, over the past, what's it been, 8 months, but there's no way in the world you're expecting the price rises that we've seen. It's been astronomical.
So help us out, Chris. We're coming up to our news, so we might even come back to you if we can't get a hold of it. But if it's still available to everyone else and anyone else can access it, you can go on YouTube and watch it, how does it go up in value?
I probably related it to when I was a kid and I was collecting you know, cardboard cards, and the fact that the mass production of those, there was still, you know, only I think a month prior to the digital cards coming on board, there was a LeBron James rookie card that sold for $1.8 million.
Mm-hmm.
So when I looked at it like that, I went, okay, well, if a cardboard cutout card can, you know, be worth that much, that was printed significantly higher than the mints that they're doing for the digital cards, that the digital cards will have value, plus you'll be able to transfer them instantly, you can buy them instantly. So the trading, I guess, in the back-end marketplace is just far easier to use.
So, Clint, our information is that you get up at 4 a.m. I don't know whether you get up at 4 a.m. every day of the week to trade, but there's a new pack release. So is that the way that this operates for you each and every day? Are you a trader, a daily trader?
Pretty much, but the challenge has come in the past 2 months where the adoption's just continued to go, you know, exponential, and there's hundreds of thousands of people now waiting to get packs. So the last probably 8 packs that have been made available, I haven't got any. So whereas when it initially started, you're able to actively get those packs, you know, just by logging on and buying a pack. But now that the growth's so high, that's departed. So it's more around just buying, you know, NBA players that you like and people that you think are up and coming, and you know, their values increase, and some of the values have been, you know, pretty high.
Well, exactly. And apparently, according to the report, we're looking at a LeBron highlight sold for $208,000. Can you give us an indication of what the best deal is that you've been able to do in the time you've been trading?
I'll probably go the other way, actually. And I've had a few very good deals, but one that I did make a big mistake on was I had 2 LeBron James gold cards that I ended up selling one for $385. And last week, the card sold for $70,000.
What?
No way.
What? And have you, I don't want to know the whole, the tax man might be listening, or I'm sure you declare, but can you give us the vicinity or ballpark of what sort of money you've made?
So initially, I put in around about $1,000 US. Last week, I think my balance was sitting at just under $200,000.
Jeez.
Over what period of time, Clint?
So I was in from day one, which was June. Accounts were set up in August. So, yeah, from August 1 to last week. But even so, like, there's still been, you know, the growth's been so big that 2 weeks ago I bought a card and sold it within 5 days. I bought the Ben Simmons gold card. For $800, sold that for $4,000 US within 5 days. It's just been, you know, there's those little pockets that it's just absolutely gone through the roof.